Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Motorway operators here are set to take in millions more in euro of revenue from the new year, with toll charges set to increase by 8.6% from the 1st of January. The increase is the highest amount possible, with Transport Infrastructure Ireland saying it's in line with inflation and is needed to help pay for wider national road network improvements. Speaking in the Dáil in the past hour, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar said that while toll prices are not a government decision, the coalition will speak to Transport Infrastructure Ireland. But opposition politicians have criticised the move, taking place during a cost of living crisis, with ANTHU TD Padraig Tobin describing the increase as highway robbery, and Labour's transport spokesperson Duncan Smith calling for a price freeze. In a moment we'll hear from Deputy Smith, but first our reporter Fiacre O'Kiani has been getting the reaction of Irish Road Haulage Association President Eugene Drennan to the increase.
I just cannot believe it. At this high inflationary time, in this troubled times of cost in Ireland, that they would be so audacious to even attempt to put up these charges. They don't need them.
What kind of impact is the increase in toll prices going to have on your sector?
Very big indeed. We are categorised at the top of the pile. We pay the most money on tolls. It's nonsense. And now this increase of just short of 10% in a medium-sized transport business to the south, southwest and west of Ireland, who are doing the longest journeys and going through most of the tolls, it probably has increased their bill somewhere around 20 to 30,000 euro today.
20 or 30,000 euro, Eugene, when people hear figures like that, I guess a question that would be on people's minds is this going to lead to some businesses or some individuals leaving the haulier sector?
That's happening already because of all the regulation. And here's another instance of it. They're looking for this increase on the M50, which is directly under the TII remit, to keep in line with inflation for progression, for improving the systems. It's bottlenecked. They're so busy. And from the figures that were announced the first day to what they gain now, it must be up at least tenfold. They have massive revenue. They have huge returns. They don't need the increases.
Eugene, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, they say the price increases are needed for the organisation to have enough money to further improve the rest of the national road network. What's your response to that?
Nonsense. The infrastructure is already there. This is only further taxation. It doesn't matter what label you put on it. It's further taxation in a highly taxed environment. And I hear many ministers and different commentators talking about international oil companies and the profits they make, and they call it gouging. These people are gouging us.
And that's Eugene Drennan, president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. We're joined now by the Labour Party's transport spokesperson, Duncan Smith. A very good afternoon to you, Duncan Smith. You're also, I should say, a member of the Transport Committee, and perhaps there'll be an opportunity to discuss this in the committee in due course. But what are you saying today about these increases due from the 1st of January?
Good afternoon. First of all, I think there should be no increase from the 1st of January. I think this is one of these measures now that has really taken people by surprise. It has taken the government by surprise, if you're to take Tánaiste Leo Varadkar at his word in the Dáil not 10 minutes ago. And it's in the midst of a cost of living crisis where commuters, where workers, where transport companies, as outlined by Eugene there, are pinned to their collar, that this is just another increase that people just can't bear. So we would, and I would call on the government, led by the Minister for Transport, to talk with Transport Infrastructure Ireland and to implement a price freeze to 2023, because this is an increase that people just can't take.
There are 10 tolls operating in the country at the moment, I understand. 8 of them are public-private partnerships. So that involves private companies that have contractual arrangements with the state which provide for just this sort of increase, an inflation index-linked increase.
They do, those contracts are in place, but they are with the state. So the state can talk to these companies that run these tolls. I mean, and they will be, it will be up to the state to renew these contracts at some stage. Mm. And again, this is a once in a generation cost of living crisis. I had one man on to me today who travels from Souris to Ballymount for work. It's 110 to 120 euro a month on the M50. That, you know, the public transport is not an option. Mm-hmm. for for this worker, and that's just one of many thousands.
And the M50 is I think fully state owned, and the Dublin Port Tunnel as well. And that these increases don't apply, we understand there. But in terms of those which do have private involvement, why would private companies forgo an increase which they're under their contracts perfectly entitled to?
Because they're in a contract with the state. Mm. We're in the midst of a cost of living crisis. They have not been clear as to why they require this money. They've just stated that it's in line with inflation. They should come before.
Do they have to explain beyond that?
They don't have. This is a state contract. This is state money that they're getting. It's the people of the state who are paying these tolls. So there is a moral duty on these companies to explain why. It can't just be taken as a given that prices always have to go up. They should come into the Transport Committee or indeed the Public Accounts Committee and explain why. I mean, one of the statements from TII today in relation to the M50 was that funds would have to be reallocated for other national road projects and a reduction in funding for asset management and renewal activities would have to take place. But explain which ones. Explain why. This has come, and Taoiseach has said himself that this has taken government by surprise and mm-hmm. that he's not happy with it. So there's nobody in the Dáil that's happy with this. There's nobody in the country that's happy with this. This isn't a climate measure. It's not an anti-congestion measure. This is a revenue raising measure at a time where people are making as many savings, micro savings, that they can in their household budgets. Yeah, and it's just one that we should do everything in our power not to allow
but
to go ahead.
If the motorway operators insist on these increases going ahead, as seems to be their perfect right or entitlement, if you like, under their contracts, should the government then step in to hold prices where they are by paying these companies the difference?
It depends on the case these companies make. I mean, we haven't seen any detail as to why, beyond just a bland, broad cost of living or inflationary increase. We need to see the detail as to why they're making this case. And then we can make the judgment. And we can do that in a cross-party manner in the Transport Committee. But we can't just accept on good faith or any faith alone that these companies should be making these increases. We just can't do that. Not in the situation with which we're living now and not with the pressure that households and individuals and families are under in the winter 2022-2023. It's just not the time for any price increases. And if the government have a role like they do here, because they own this infrastructure, the government have to step in and do everything within their power.
Just in relation to the M50, which is as we said, state controlled, there increases for 20 cent to 30 cent rise. It depends on how you pay your toll on the M50 if you use that piece of motorway. There, presumably, the government transport infrastructure Ireland would have discretion to hold tolls as they are. But what about this question of the funding that would be foregone that's used to maintain the motorway and indeed other parts of the roads network?
Again, we need to see detail. That's what I'm calling for, Brian. This has taken everyone by surprise. So the TAI have said that they would need to reallocate for other national road projects and a reduction in funding for asset management and renewal activities. They can itemise and explain as to how much that is, where these projects are. And let the Transport Committee, let the Public Accounts Committee, let the Minister's own department have a look at that. So we are in a crisis at the moment, so we can't just accept on faith these changes.
You're open to persuasion then, if they can make the case, this is something you might support.
I live in the real world, Brian. I know that roads don't just exist without maintenance or without investment having to go into them, or indeed any transport infrastructure. But what I'm saying is that this has landed like a bolt out of the blue for everyone, government and opposition alike, and we need further explanation on it. We cannot accept these price increases just because Transport Infrastructure Ireland and the companies that are running eight of these toll networks are saying that there's an inflationary increase and that should suffice alone. We have multiple committees and multiple opportunities to go through this, and that should be what happens.
Duncan Smith of Labour, thanks very much for talking to us.